Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. Today we're reading text 103 to 114. So we can repeat all together the first few verses until we get to 114. We can all chant together, please. Etabali sevipray kalila alingan prabhupada dhari viprakarina rodan. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the Brahmana and the Brahmana, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. Toma deki taha hoite dviguna sukahai se krishna tumi hena moramani lai. The Brahmana said, upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. I take it that you are the same Lord Krishna. Krishna spurte taraman haecha nirmal ateva prabhura tattva janila sakal. The Brahmana's mind was purified by the revelation of Lord Krishna, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all details. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Karila Sikhan Eva Teva Kahana Kariha Prakashan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then taught the Brahmana very thoroughly and requested him not to disclose the fact that he was Lord Krishna himself. Se Vipra Mahaprabhu Rabhada Spakta Haila Charima Saprabhu Sange Kabuna Charila. That Brahmana became a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for four continuous months he did not give up the Lord's company. Emata bhatta grihe rahet gaurachandra nirantara bhatta sange krishna katananda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Venkata Bhatta and constantly talked about Lord Krishna. In this way he was very happy. Sri Vaishnava bhatta seve lakshmi narayan Tanra Bhakti Deki Prabhura Tushta Hayalaman. Being a Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Venkatabhata worshipped the deity of Lakshmi and Narayan. Seeing his pure devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Nirantara Tanra Sange Hayala Sakya Bhav Asya Parihase Dome Sakya Rabhaspa Bhav. Constantly associating with one another, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Prabhu kahe bhatta tomara lakshmi takurani kantavakse stita pativrata shiromani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhattacharya, your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. Amara Thakur Krishna Gopa Goka Charaka Sadvihaya Kini Chahe Tahara Sangama. However, my lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord? Elagi sukkaboga chari chirakal pratanyama kari tapa karila apar. Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities. Please repeat after me. Kasyanu bhavo sana deva vidmahe. Kasyanu bhavo son of Deva Vidmahe. Tavangri Renu Sparasadikara. Tavangri Renu Sparasadikara. Yadvanchaya Shir Lalana Charatapo. Yadvanchaya Shri Lalana Charatapo. Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dhritavrita. Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dhritavrita. Kasyanu Bhavo Sanadeva Vidmahe. Tavangri Renu Sparasadikara. Yadvanchaya Shirlalana Charattapo. Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Dhritavrita. Kasyanu Bhavo Sana Deva Vidme. Tavangri Renu Sparasadikara. Kasyana Bhavo Sana Deva Vidmahe. Tavangri Renu Sparasadita. Ladies. Kasyana Bhavo Sadhana Deva Vidmahe. Tavangri Renu Sparasaradhikana. Yadvanchaya Shri Lalana Charattapo. Vihaya Kaman. Kasyanu Bhavo Sana Deva Vidmahe. Tavangri Renu Sparsanadikara. Advanchaya Shri Lalana Charattapo. Vihaya Kaman Suchiram Kasya. Of what? Anubhava. A result of the asya of the serpent Kalia. Na, not. Deva, O Lord, vidmahe, we know. Tava angri, of your lotus feet. Renu, of the dust. Sparasa, for touching. Adhikara, qualification. Yat, which. Vanchaya, by desiring. She, the goddess of fortune. Lalana, the topmost woman. Acharat, performed. Tapa, austerity. Vihaya, giving up. Kaman, all desires. Suchiram, for a long time. Dhrita, a law upheld. Vrata, as a vow. Translation and short purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kalia attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune, for this end, performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.16.36 spoken by the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Oma Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatcha Dishitarane Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. I thought we'd just go over the song. There's no purport really to speak on today, except the reference of where the verse was coming from. We'll speak something a little bit, but first we'll go over the song. Shudabhakata Charanarenu. Shudabhakata, of course, means the pure devotees. Charanarenu is the dust from their feet. And Vajana Anukula. Anukula means Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Anukula means favorable. It's very favorable for bhajan. The dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, pure devotees. Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi. By the service of the devotees, one can get the supreme perfection, Premalati Karamula. It's the root of the creeper of pure love of Godhead. Or we can, anyway, the translation is there too. We can read, the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees gives rise to devotional service, and service to the devotees itself is the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Madhavatiti. Today is Madhavatiti. This is also called Ekadasi, and there's one other name that I know, Harivasara, means the Day of Lord Hari, Madhava Titi. Titi, of course, this Titi is sometimes, we can explain, Titi is actually a calculation, astrological calculation, like 12 degrees. Every 12 degrees the moon moves is the Titi. So sometimes the Titis don't correspond with what we call days. So sometimes we have we jump, actually. Pratipad, Tritiya, Tritiya. Sometimes we have, actually there's one, Ekadasi, it's called, what is that? Tree Sparsha Ekadasi or something that's called when three titis, touch the one day. That means the beginning of one titi starts before the beginning, or just after the day, and then the titi runs, because the titi is not all exactly 24 hours like our day. So sometimes it increases and sometimes it decreases according to some other astrological calculations. So sometimes three titis touch one day, and sometimes one titi goes more than the day. So Madhavatiti, anyway, that's the day, the Ekadasi day, which is very auspicious. for performing Bhakti Janani. It's the mother of devotion, Jatane Palana Kori. Of course, one has to follow it. Whoever follows Ekadasi, he can have, it's the mother of devotion for such a person. Krishna Vasati Vasati Boli. Parama Adare Boli. What's this? Can you go down? Translation. Krishna Vasati. For the greatest reverence, I choose the dwelling place, the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. Vasati means to live, the place where one stays. Gora Amara Jesavastani. Karala Brahmanarange. That is the places, Jaisabastani, where Lord Chaitanya wandered. Karala Brahmanarange. What is the translation, Jaisabastani? The company of the loving devotees, I'll choose places where Lord Chaitanya traveled. We're reading this chapter, Lord Chaitanya's travels to the holy places. So all these places became sanctified by the touch of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And, okay, next. Mridanga Bhaja Sunite Mana Avasara Sada Jati. This is talking about the kirtan, of course, the sound of the mridanga. What makes one feel he completely satisfied like that. Kora Vihita Kirtana Suni Anandarida Yanache. And then one becomes transcendently enjoys the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. Translation is, where are you going? My mind always begs to hear the music of the mridanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I hear the kind of kirtan established by Lord Chaitanya. One should follow this disciplic succession, just like here. We're reading that Venkata Bhatta comes in the Sri Sampradaya. So it's mentioned in the, I think, Padma Purana, that Sampradaya Vihinasya Mantrate Nishpala, that if one doesn't take mantra, just like these songs here, we're talking about songs given by Lord Chaitanya. So one has to come in the disciplic succession in order to get. If one tries to concoct or something, that's not going to give nishpala. That's just going to be fruitless, that is. Jugala Murti Dekhi Amora Parama Anandahoy. When we come and see the temple, when we come to the temple and see the beautiful forms, Jugala Murti, the two, obviously Radhe Shyam Sundar, then Parama Anandahoy, we feel great happiness, great ecstasy. Prasada Seva Kariti Hai Sakala Prampancha Jai. That by honoring the prasad of Lord Krishna, the Krishna's prasadam, Sakala Prampancha Jai, that one can conquer over this material conditions. What does it say? That Prapancha, conquer all over the worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasadam. Next. Jedina Grihe Vajana Deki Grihe Tibkola Kapai. One day, as I was performing bhajan, this is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was the ideal householder. We can try to follow somehow in his footsteps far away. Jadina Grihe, that one day in my house, as I was performing bhajan, I saw that the whole house became transformed into just like Vaikuntha. Charana Sidhu Dekhiya Ganga. Sukana Simapai. Translation? Charas. My joy knows bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. And text 7. Tulasi Deki Juraya Pran. Just by seeing Tulsi, I feel my life becomes successful because she's very dear to Lord Krishna. Gora Priya Saka Sevani. This is a very nice line. Gora Priya Saka Sevani. Jivana Sartakamani. That Lord Chaitanya was very fond of some different types of shak, this kind of a green vegetable like Spinach is one type of shark, but in Bengal, you can find how many different kinds of sharks? There's actually in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a list of Lord Chaitanya mentions a few different types of shark. I think maybe, I don't know, 6 or 8 different kinds of shark, and he gives some benediction that anyone who eats this type of shark, he'll achieve this, and anyone who eats this type of shark. Of course, they're all transcendental benedictions. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jivana Sartakamani, I'll feel myself completely, my life has become completely successful. My life has been fulfilled when I honor shak, particular type of shak that is the favorite of Lord Chaitanya. Next one. Bhaktivinoda Krishna bhajani anukula payajaha pratidivase paramasuke svikara karetaha. Translation, this, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur obtains that whatever he obtains that furthers devotional service to Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So, similarly, here we Lord Chaitanya, we have a couple of different pastimes here in this. Today's we're talking about the end of the pastime that Lord Chaitanya appreciated the Brahmana, his reading of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Chaitanya, in the previous verse, he said that whatever you are the authority of reading Bhagavad Gita, whatever you know constitutes the real purport of Bhagavad Gita. And after saying this, Lord Chaitanya embraced the Brahmana, and the Brahmana fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord and began to cry. And then the Brahmana understood that upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. I take it that you are the same Lord Krishna. The Brahmana became purified because that is that Swayam Eva Sparatyada, that Krishna manifests himself to the heart of the devotees. It's not that so many people are seeing Lord Chaitanya, but they don't understand who he is. But this Brahmana, Queen Kunti also prayed like that. Alakshase Mudadrisha. Krishna, of course, Krishna came. Lord Chaitanya, he's called Chana Avatar. He's the covered incarnation. He came trying to cover his opulence. Lord Krishna, he didn't try to cover his opulence, but still, Queen Kunti says, Alakshase Mudadrisha, that even the foolish persons, they can't understand you by seeing you. You're not understood by them. But, and then what to speak of Lord Chaitanya, but this Brahmana, he could understand by the power of his devotional service. Swayam Eva Sparatyada, that Lord Chaitanya manifests, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado. This Brahmana, he's qualified in that way, Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, that he uses his tongue in the service of the Lord by reading Bhagavad Gita every day. That's the actual meaning of this verse, Sevan Mukhehi. Jivado means beginning with the tongue. Devotional service begins with the tongue. So this Brahmana, he's chanting this Bhagavad Gita. His qualification is just there. Sevan mukhehi jivado swayameva spuratyada. He becomes the Lord manifest to him. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the Brahmana very thoroughly and requested him not to disclose the fact that he was Lord Krishna himself. So this is one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, how Lord Chaitanya, he told a couple other personalities. Somebody can remember some? Huh? He told them not to disclose who he is. I was thinking like that, but I didn't see that. But anyway, yeah. The Brahmana that offered rice, yes, this one, that Lord Chaitanya, and when he was in childhood, that was before he manifested anything of his pastimes, He had the guest was there, the Brahmana guest that came to stay at the house of Jagannath Mishra. He offered three times rice. He cooked and offered. Three times he offered rice to the Lord. And each time, the Lord Chaitanya came and ate that rice. And Brahman, he didn't know who he was. First two times at least. Actually, the third time also, he didn't know who Lord Chaitanya was. He became so much upset. That's why he cooked three times. Because this first time he offered the rice, this little boy comes and eats it. The Brahman says, "Oh no, what do I do? This little boy came and ate my rice." And so the household members, Jagannath Mishra and his household members, they came and said, "Please cook again. Offer this rice again to the, offer your," because the Brahmana, he cooks for himself. That Brahmana, he was cooking for himself and eating like that. So on the third time, this Brahmana, everybody had already fallen asleep in the house. Lord Chaitanya came third time, ate the Brahmana's rice, and that time the Lord Chaitanya became merciful and revealed himself to the Brahmana that, "I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're offering me this bhoga and I've come to eat it. What's wrong with it?" So Lord Chaitanya that time told that Brahmana, don't tell anybody about this. And actually, he gives them a warning. He says that your life will be cut short if you do. So there was one other incident also. That was the Digvijay Pandit. Digvijay Pandit, after Lord Chaitanya defeated the Digvijay Pandit, he went home and Mother Saraswati came to him in a dream, because Digvijay Pandit was a very great devotee of Saraswati. He was thinking, "What happened? I made some offense?" Saraswati said, "No, there's no offense. You've just been defeated by my master. I can't help you in that respect to defeat him." So similarly, since situation was there, Lord Chaitanya revealed him, because this was during Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes as a scholar. He didn't tell anyone. Nobody knew at that time that he was the Supreme Lord. So he told the Digvijay Pandit not to tell anyone who I am. And actually there was one other incident after Lord Chaitanya, because as mentioned, Lord Chaitanya is the Chana Avatar, covered incarnation, that he didn't tell anyone. Sometimes someone would say that he is the Supreme Lord, he would cover his ears and say, "Vishnu, Vishnu." What was that in the, when Lord Chaitanya was in Vrindavan, at least one time was there, that some people came and said that Lord Chaitanya's associate, who was it, Balabhadra? Bhattacharya? He came, he said, "I wanted to see Krishna was dancing on the heads of Kali, a serpent, in the Jamuna River." Lord Chaitanya slapped him. He said, "What kind of nonsense is this? What, you're thinking that Krishna is coming in Kali Yuga to dance on the heads of the Jamuna and the dance on the heads of Kali in the Jamuna River?" So some people came and said, no, it was just a fisherman with a lantern like that, and people mistook him for Krishna dancing on the heads of Kali. But we do know that Krishna has come to Vrindavan again. These people that told to explain this, they said that, "You have come here, you are a sannyasi, you are as good as Krishna." And then that time Lord Chaitanya covered his ears and said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, I'm not the Supreme Lord." There was probably some other incidents. I don't know if you can. And so anyway, Prataparudra, he also, when he wanted to have association with Lord Chaitanya, he said he was going to give up his kingdom and everything and take sannyas if he couldn't have association with Lord Chaitanya. So the devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he arranged that when Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy from dancing in front of Lord Jagannath in his Rath Yatra festival, that he would take some rest in the one garden halfway on the way there. that Pratyaparudra could change his dress and go and get his association. So Lord Chaitanya became very pleased. Pratyaparudra recited some nice verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya became so filled with ecstasy that he embraced Pratyaparudra Maharaj. Previously, Lord Chaitanya said that he couldn't associate with that person. He recited one verse that is that Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Vajanon Mukasya Param Param Jigamishur Bhavasagarasya. That, Sandarshinam Vishayinam Atayoshitam Cha. That he recited one verse that one who is very serious about getting free from this material bondage, he should not even see opposite sex or someone who is attracted like that. So, or someone, a pound shilling man, he said, that one materialistic person. So the king is most always engaged in such affairs. So Lord Chaitanya said, I can't see this king. But anyway, the devotees convinced Lord Chaitanya that he's such a great devotee that you can see him. So Lord Chaitanya, at that time, he revealed to Pratyaparudra Maharaj that he was the Supreme Lord, and he told him not to tell anyone like that. There is interesting other pastime. I really enjoy this one, that Lord Chaitanya, being the covered incarnation, he didn't want his devotees to glorify him generally. But then one day, this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 9. I'll read a little section here. It's very interesting. Ek dina advaita sakala bhakta prati palila pramanande mattahaya ati. One day when Advaita Prabhu was intoxicated with ecstasy, he spoke to all the devotees. Please listen, my dear brothers. Let us all together glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today we will not glorify any incarnation other than Lord Chaitanya, who is the source of all other incarnations. This Lord is the deliverer of the entire universe, and he has incarnated as Gauranga for our benefit. Because of him, we are worshipped everywhere. It is he who introduced the wealth of Sankirtan. I will dance while you sing the glories of Lord Chaitanya, for if I sing as loud as a lion, you will all be frightened. The Lord generally concealed himself, so they were afraid that he might become angry. Still, Advaita's instruction could not be disregarded. Therefore, the devotees began singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. The lion-like Advaita danced and became overwhelmed in ecstasy as the devotees all around him sang the auspicious glories of Lord Chaitanya. All the devotees became stunned with ecstasy as they heard the chanting of the name and glories of this most recent incarnation. As Advaita danced, he sang a song he composed in glorification of Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of the entire universe. Sri Chaitanya Narayana Karuna Sagar Dukitera Bandhu Prabhu More Ma Dayakar. O Lord Chaitanya, you are Lord Narayan himself. You are an ocean of mercy, and you are the friend of the distressed. Please be merciful to me. By chanting this verse, which issued from the mouth of Advaita Simha, all one's opulences are increased. Some devotees chanted Jai Sachinandan. Other devotees chanted Jai Gaurachanda Narayan. All glories to Sri Gaura Gopal, who is fond of Sankirtan. All glories to the Lord, who is dear to the devotees, and who is death personified for the atheists. Advaita Singha danced with great enthusiasm as the devotees sang the names, qualities, and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So some other songs were there, how they chanted. Then the bliss of the kirtan was so wonderful, indeed only Nityananda can describe it. Hearing the tumultuous sound of that kirtan, the best of the sannyasis came to that place. When the devotees saw the Lord, they sang with greater enthusiasm, and Advaita danced jubilantly. In their ecstasy, the devotees did not become frightened, but continued chanting the Lord's glories in his presence. Yet the Lord always enjoys the mood of a servant and would say, I am Krishna's servant. He did not claim anything other than this. No one had the power to stand before the Lord and address him as Ishvara rather than Das. Still, by the strength of Advaita, the devotees fearlessly glorified Lord Chaitanya. The Lord stood there for a moment, but on hearing his own glorification, he became somewhat embarrassed. To teach everyone, the Supreme Lord, who is the instructing spiritual master, then left that place for his own residence. But even then, the devotees did not become frightened. Rather, they chanted with greater enthusiasm. They all became so absorbed in ecstasy that they lost external consciousness. Then they saw the Lord dancing in the kirtan. They all chanted the glories of Lord Chaitanya like madmen. The pious onlookers felt happy while the impious onlookers felt distress. While chanting and dancing in this way, all the devotees went to meet the Lord in his residence. Oh, I can do that. Sorry. But after hearing the devotees chant his glories, Sri Chaitanya laid down to induce fear in them. The pious Govinda informed the Lord, all the devotees have come to see you. On receiving permission, Govinda brought the devotees in, but the Lord remained lying down, ignoring them. Then all the devotees became fearful, and they began to meditate on Gaurachandra's lotus feet. After a moment, the Lord, who was affectionate to his devotees, began to speak, O Vaishnavas, O magnanimous Srivas Pandit, what were you all doing today? You gave up glorification of Krishna in his name, and then who did you glorify? Please tell me. The eloquent Srivas Pandit replied, O Lord, there is no independence at all for the living entity. I can clearly tell you that today we acted and spoke in whatever way the Lord inspired us. The Lord said, you are all learned scholars. Why would you expose someone who wants to remain hidden? On hearing the Lord's words, Srivas Pandit chuckled to himself as he tried to cover the sun with his two hands. The Lord asked him, what is the meaning of this gesture you are making with your hands? Please explain. Srivas Pandit said, to tell you the truth, I was covering the sun with my hands. But how is it possible to try to cover the sun with one's hands? Similarly, it is impossible to hide you. Even if the sun can somehow or other be covered by one's hands, you will never be able to hide yourself. How could one hide in this world when he could not hide in the ocean of milk? From the Himalayas to Setubandha throughout the world, your spotless glories are spread in all directions. The chanting of your glories has filled the entire universe. How many people can you punish for this? The Lord always increases the glories of his devotees. At that time, something wonderful happened just outside the door. Thousands of people who had come to take darshan of Lord Jagannath suddenly came to see Lord Chaitanya. Some people came from Tripura, some came from Chattigram, some came from Srihatta, and some came from Bengal. Thousands of people performing kirtan in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who wears a garland of forest flowers. All glories to the Lord, who eagerly enjoys the mellows of his own devotional service. They glorify the Lord some more, and then Srivas Thakur said, O my Lord, what will you do now? The whole world is singing your glories. Where will you hide? Have I taught all these people? O Lord, the entire world chants your glories in this way. O Lord, although you are unseen and unmanifest, you have now mercifully manifested yourself before the people of this world. You hide yourself, and you manifest yourself. Only one who receives your favor can know you. The Lord said, I can understand that you have made these people glorify me by manifesting your spiritual potency. Then he accepts defeat at the hands of Srivas Pandit. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So it's an interesting pastime how Lord manifests, and not as manifest, according to his own sweet will. Some nice verses are also quoted in that regard. All right. Anything, questions or comments?
What about the Vaishnava? when he exhibited this effulgence like millions of suns. And they said, well, we can see you're Narayan. He didn't try to hide it. He was showing it. Yes.
So, another time, yes. What can I say? Lord Chaitanya also manifested as a effulgence in front of the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. So in this way, sometimes Lord manifests himself according to his pastimes. Sometimes he keeps himself covered. But the devotees, they can understand who he is. What is that? Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve tatagaro tasyayite katita kyarta prakashante mahatmana.
Also, when Prabhupada describes it, that the Majjhalila, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami says, well, you're saying that the Lord only appears in Tri Yuga, but isn't it that sometimes he appears, something he was hinting, trying to, so Lord Chaitanya was thinking, oh, he's trying to catch me. So he changed the subject.
He changed the subject, yeah. Yeah, that was Lord Chaitanya, was it describing all the different incarnations and what is their symptoms? Because an incarnation is understood by the symptoms. Yeah, there's, what is it, Gona and Mukya, Mukya and Gona.
Quoting Garga Rishi's, Gargacharya's Shloka, Shukla, Rakta, Tathapita.
Yeah. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Bhangarshta Parshadam. Lord Chaitanya is described in the Shastras. So many different verses are there describing the characteristics of Lord Chaitanya. So when Sanatana Goswami pointed these characteristics out, Lord Chaitanya immediately changed the subject. He says, let's go on, you're too clever. Okay. Anybody else? Thank you. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.